Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Rishon in Parshas Vayischanan. Parsha Podcast is Le'ilei Nishmas Shmuel Mordechai ben Shimon and Etel bas Shaul. Ve'eschanan el Hashem be'es ha'hilei mor. And I entreated Hashem at that time, saying, Rashi says, Va'eschanan, and I davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I entreated him. Chanun, every place, Chanan, the Shoresh, means a request of a gift that is for free, Matnas Chinam. Even though Tzaddikim can appeal based on their good deeds, they use a strategy of beseeching Hashem for a Matnas Chinam, a gift based just simply on His goodwill. Like the Pasuk says, after the Yugimomiras, Vachanosi Asher Achon, and I will give chayin, I will give grace, I will give favor to those whom I favor. Ve'eschanan, Rashi also says, is one of 10 different languages that are called tefillah, which are notated in the Sifrei. When is at that time? It was after I conquered Sichon and Og. And it seemed to me, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, that the oath that I would not enter into Eretz Canaan was released. Saying that the end of this pasuk, what does this mean? Saying, this is three times where Moshe says, I will not leave you alone until you answer me yes or no. Hashem Elokim, Midas Adnus, Midas Elokim, Ata Hachilosa l'rosa es avdecha es godlecha es yadcha chazaka asher mi kel bashamayim v'arts asher yaseh kemasecha ukhivurosecha. My master, Midas Hadin Hashem, you have begun to demonstrate to your servants the greatness of your hand, of your strong hand, and who is like you in the heavens or on earth that can do like your actions and like your strength? Rashi says, Hashem Elokim means He's a Rachmim in His din. Why does it say that you have begun to show your servant? Because this is the entrance way of davening that Moshe began to try to ask that the Gezerah be overturned. What is Hashem's greatness? This is His Midah of good. His hand, meaning His right hand, which is stretched out to receive all of the beings of the world. The strength that Rachmim can squash Midas Hadin, because that's the Yad HaChazaka. No one is like you who has all these different advisors who would stand in the way of the king trying to do something else. You, nobody would tell you what to do, Kadosh Baruch Hu. No one should stop you if you decide to remove this gezerah. Nobody will stand in your way. Rashi then says a simpler pshat, he says, pshuto shel mikra, is that you've already begun to show me your strength as you've conquered the Sichon and Og of the kings that we're going to have to face. So maybe, you know, you'll let me come and finish the job. Eber na ve'are es ha'aretz ha'tov ha'asher be'efer ha'yardin ha'har ha'tov ha'zeh ha'levonon. Allow me to cross, and I will see this great land that is across the Yarden River, the good mountain, which is Lebanon. Rashi says the phrase na means, please let me come on to the other side. The Har Tov is Yerushalayim, Levonon is the Beis HaMikdash. V'isaber Hashem bi l'manchem v'lo shamay elai v'yomer Hashem elai rav lach al tosef daber elai od bedover hazeh. And Hashem was angry with me, and because of you, and He didn't listen to me, and He said to me, it's enough, do not speak to me about this matter again. Rashi says two ideas of Rav Lecha. Either number one, it's like the teacher says to the student, enough already, stop asking, but the student refuses to stop. Or simply Rav Lecha, much more stored away for you than this that you're asking for. Aleh Rosh Hapisga, v'sa'a inecha yama, v'tzafona v'semana, u'mizracha, u're'e b'inecha ki lo savoras ha'yarden hazeh. Ascend to the top of the mountain and place your eyes to the west, to the north, to the south, and to the east. and you'll see with your eyes, but you will not cross this Jordan River. Rashi says, you asked, let me see, and here I am letting you see. V'tzavis Yehoshua v'chazkeu v'amtzeu, ki hu ya'avor lifnei ha'am hazeh, hu yanchil osam es ha'aretz asher tireh. And command Yehoshua and encourage him, give him strength, because he will pass before this nation, will cross before this nation, and he will cause them to inherit the land that you see. Rashi says, command to meeting regarding all of their tirchas, all of their burden, and their quarrels. Give him encouragement with words that his heart should not sink, that in the same way that his Rebbe got punished, maybe he will be punished as well. I promise you, you will go, you will cross, and you will inherit it. It will not happen to you. Rashi says that it's only when he goes before them will they be able to conquer it, because if he doesn't, they will not, like in the case of the Ai, which is a city there that did not work so well, because Yehoshua was not leading them. V'neshev ba'gai mul beis pa'or. And we dwelt in the valley of Beis Pa'or, right next to the Avodah Zarah, and even so, they will be commanded in the fourth parak. That's the next line. And now Israel hear the chukim, the laws, and the mishpatim. Everything was forgiven to you, but for me, I was not forgiven. V'yata Yisrael shema el chukim ve'el mishpatim asher anochi melamed eschem la'asos l'man tichiyu uvasem v'yirashtem es ha'aretz asher Hashem elokei avoseichem nosen lachem. And now Israel, listen to the laws, statutes, and the ordinances that I am teaching you to do in order that you shall live and you will come and inherit the land that Hashem, God of your fathers, gives to you. Rashi says, now Moshe begins to speak about the mitzvos as they are next to Beis Pa'or. He starts to remind them not to serve Avodah Zarah. Rashi comments on the words that I'm teaching you, because the important thing is that you're being taught in order to do the mitzvos, in order that you shall live, because those who served the Baal Pa'or, they died. Lo sosifu al hadavar, asher anochi mitzave eschem, lo sigru mimeno, lo shmur es mitzvos Hashem elokeichem, asher anochi mitzave eschem. You will not add onto the matter that I am commanding you, and you will not take away from it, to keep the commandments of Hashem your God that I commanding you. Rashi says that the concept of Baal Tosef is to add 5 parshios in the tefillin, or 5 different species in the luav, or 5 tassels tzitzis on your garment. Enechem haro'os es asher asa Hashem beval pa'or, kicho isha asher halach achrei val pa'or, hishmido Hashem elokecha mikirbecha. Your eyes saw what Hashem did to those who served Baal Pa'or, because everyone who went after Baal Pa'or, Hashem destroyed them from amongst you. V'yatem hadvikim b'Hashem elokechem chayim kulchem hayom. But you who clung to Hashem, who are clinging to Hashem your God, all of you are living today.